is on the next part. Akori Hadelas. This is to see the form of the sugya before we analyze the substance. First, Shmuel says, "Love of Akal Sugya." Then the Bryce supports "Love of Akel," and they throw in "Inicha Achar Adelos." Then it says, "Then Shmuel, Mitzvah Inicha V'Soch Halal Shal Pesach." So you have Shmuel, Bryce, and again Shmuel. Or it says, "Shita B'Sharech Amar Achmana." Right, the Chamina, all of Amar Rava, Mitzvah Nicha B'Teva Hasamach B'Shus Harav. How would the Marchik Mali from Ashkelon? We have time. We'll go into the intricacies of that part of the sugya as well. Rashi says, "Shenicha Achori Adelas, Shekva B'Kosel Achori Hadelas." $64,000 question. What is the name for Kosel? How do you understand the word? For Kosel. Who wants to volunteer? You must associate with Rashi. What does the word for Kosel mean?
Wall.
Very good. It means the wall. Wall to the exclusion of what?
Oh, is it the actual door post?
The actual what? Say the word?
Door post.
Oh. Wall to the exclusion of the door post. You understand what I'm saying? The door post. The wall is the door post. Turn around for this one. Just even up. So you see over this particular doorway? The door post. Okay? And there's a wall. You put it on the wall, that'll be no good. If you put it on the door post, even though the part facing in is pretty thin, you can probably squeeze it with a little tiny mezuzah on it if you wanted to. Okay? That's what's called the Rashi coming to talk about. It's chazer again. Rashi says, Achor Adelas Shekhova Kosel Achor Adelas. Kosel means a big, wide piece, as opposed to a little narrow strip, which is facing us, as opposed to facing into the airspace of the doorway, that may be kosher. That's what you're saying, right? Wow, Achish. That's not called a Korea Kosher. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. It's called one read. Let's go back. The So, Chalal HaPesach, the Rashi towards the very bottom. Shmuel's next in. Alright. Below mi bachutz. What's mi bachutz mean? What are we? What's the opposite of chutz? Nim. We are in the beyond of Nim. We're in the base medrash. We all belong. What's outside bachutz? All of a sudden, Rashi is discussing below mi bachutz. So initially, on a simple level, Rashi was coming to exclude the wall which is right behind me. Right. Now, mitzvah, nicha b'soch, halal shal pesach, is coming to exclude lo b'chutz, the outside of the base medrash, that we can't see from our vantage point. Very interesting, the Rashi is changing from the beginning until the end. Rashi is totally changing. So, one of the points is out, Chai Adam in his Sefer Nishmas Adam. That's what I've made quite a few of them in the expenditures. This is mine. Look it up later on. Klal Tesvov in Chai Adam is about Mezuzah. And in Nishmas Adam, Os Aleph, that Klal, a lengthy discussion about this. Quotes also. So he thinks, Rov Poskim are of the opinion that Achore Adeles is kosher. He quotes the two Rashis. Why do Rashi change his tune? But came through which Rashi? He has to catch with Talmidim of Aura. Dama Shmuel b'chol hani memes b'sula b'hoch ama mitzvah l'hanicha. Mu Ucha, the rock in the mitzvah comma. Lola Ake. Right, look at the phraseology. Right, he's a small second in mitzvah. Mitzvah. Shmuel's first name, Sula. Tananami Hachi, on a simple level, Ein Bar Mitzvah means, on a simple level, means Psula. Simple level. So you have Psula, Psula, and I have a thing which is not Psula. So, Rashi, you know why? Because they're two different dinim, in fact. In the case of the first din, of Achori Hadeles, which means on the Kosel, facing us, that's in fact Psula. The second din, is only din L'chatchila. Mitzvah Nichol B'tzokhalel Shepesach, says Rashi, not to the exclusion of inside. Inside on the Kosel is possible. So what do you mean, Rav Osai? What do you mean? It's only a mitzvah. Lobi b'chutz. You put it on the outside, it would be kosher. Let me do the words of the Nishma Sabbath. Oh, the Shmuel, the mitzvah, Nichol, Hanu, Afagashi, Pe'enem, Be'bezuzah. Rak, Shubi b'chutz, Lobo Sochal, Ala Pesach, Vese'enu, La'akev, Rak, the mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. Put it on the kosel behind, it's kosel the gamri. Put it in front, it's only a lack of a mitzvah. This is how those try to rush. We'll come to the details a little bit later on. And then he quotes to the Nebuka Yosef. Nebuka Yosef, let's open up to Nebuka Yosef, see what he said about how he interprets this Gemara. We're going to see soon that not everyone agrees with Mishmar Sadeh. It's going to be a major dispute out of parts of the words and phrases. So let's look very carefully. Yosef says, "So chalal haPesach lo mivachutz," as Rashi said. Give an explanation. The Behina Derech Biosva Uksiv Bisharecha Shumokom Skira Sapesa. What did he say earlier? Achori Adeles Chutz Lemzuzas Hashah. How would you understand that? Chutz Lemzuzas Hashah. On the kosel, on the wall, the post, the word that is the psim. That's what it's often used in the Gemara, the Rishonim. The door post on all of its sides, is suggesting would be kosher, at least for the Emet. The wall is not part of the doorway at all. Forget about it. That's for sure no good. So the Nishma Sadeh writes as follows. I'm going to read you the words again. He also explains that Chori Hadeles had a chutz and chutz hashar the post of the garment. And the second of the mitzvah, the law mi bachutz, haimunami kemoshe kosafti, shu ala mezuzah, on the post, avalo bechalal haPesach. So suggests the Sefer Nishmas Odom Klal Tes Vov Os Al. That's what he suggests. The question is, on both sides, is there a machlokes about this? Does everyone agree with this? Does everyone disagree with this? Serious question. So, in order to understand whether anyone disagrees, we have to look and see what expressions they use. Okay. So, there's a big fight when she is around, as often happens, because Rambam writes very short words. We'll postpone that fight for a few minutes. just to see that the one can argue, Rav Osai, that inside is more chumra than outside, without going to every fine detail, on the basis of this language of the Yosef, which means, as you walk in, you give the English expression, you bump into the mezuzah, you see the mezuzah. So ideally, it's supposed to be within the airspace of the doorway, right? But if it's further out, you see it as you're walking in, as opposed to if it's behind, you don't see it if you're walking in. How can you possibly see it? It's no X-ray vision. You're not going to see it. Perhaps it would not be good. And as a matter of fact, that explains the Havim in the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara itself, see the Havim. What's the funny Havim? The Havim would be, yes, it's true, that's a good idea, Chalal Shal Pesach. But no, although it's Bisharecha, I'm a Havamina, it's mitzvah aniva v'tefa v'sanach v'shusar rabin. Kama the machik mali tvek. If you have a door post, which is 10 tefach, you're going to put it on the outermost tefach. Very nice. Put it around the corner. Put it around the corner. If you put it around the corner, you'll achieve something greater. What's greater? So the Gemara has, just to jump ahead a little bit, but the Gemara explains this thing on the Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, line 3, same Gemara is repeated. Mitzvah Nicha Dusseva Hasama Shkirab, by Taiva Abon Amin Kadeshi Yivka Bemezuzah Biyad, Abchanina Misurama Kadekeh as a tinteray, either it should see it, it should see you, we'll see later, or it's going to protect you. So the further out, the better. Does a Hava mean that because of this slur, which doesn't seem to be so powerful, you would actually put the mezuzah, the chachila, on the outside, not even in the doorway? What does that indicate? What does that indicate, Rav Osai? It's only a din, the chachila. The chachila. As opposed to, and again, it's comparable to the idea of Tevach, Mitzvah, Nech, and Tevach, Hasabah, Lushus, and Rabbis. That's certainly only a Mitzvah. Not Agave. So that's not Agave. This is not Agave. Two Dinim and not Agave. So who has priority? Which one of the two? We passed it. Better to be within the airspace of the doorway, not on the outside. Even though there might be more protection, more visibility from the outside. It indicates it's not such a powerful thing. Pashas. Now, there is a shita in Yishomet. It's called the Riaz. I don't have the Riaz. Some of you can have a Riaz. I just saw the quote. You may get on your Bible later, okay? But for the moment, you just take it on faith. It's Sivlan Uches, who says, even if it's on the outside, it's still possible. However, this beautiful sefer called the Ogur B'Olecha, or Feldman Shmita, says, very nice, this Riaz L'Shitaso, he holds that it's not the Tefach HaSavach B'Chutz, it's also possible. It's also possible. Alright, very nice. That's a unique Shita. No one else holds that way. So, the fact that we assume that if it's not in the outermost tefach, it's always in the doorway, it's kosher. So too, if it's bachutz, presumably it would also be kosher. And he calls it the Gura, the one I asked him to see. This is in Simeration Pain Test, Sid Kot Bav. In fact, it's to equate these two dinim. The Gura, of course, speaks in very, very cryptic tones. And the Gura writes as follows. Rambam writes, it says it should be b'teva asal b'chutz. The Rambam writes, the yimshina eino ma'akid u'buvad she'enichena b'mezuzah atzma. What that means, we'll see momentarily. It says the Gra mitnechava mitzvah mashma l'chatzchila, the Gra was vav v'koshken v'tov chalal not a base of a base sal g'dada chamina kama d'machin mitzvayodim, etc., etc. The Gemara is saying all these dinim are now the chatzilah but they're not me'akev. That's what the Gemara says. Sure enough, the Riaz holds Tefach HaSamach Lutz is me'akev. So of course, so too is Tochal HaBezel me'akev. Goes together. That's the suggestion. Now, is this halacha l'maisa? Does everyone agree with this? Not necessary. So over here in Siman Reish Pei Tes again, towards the end, this Ketshuva is talking about a bit of a complicated case. It has to do with tomorrow shiur. Should the mezuzah be straight up? Should it be straight this way? Should it be at an angle? I don't think we'll get that way. Maybe we'll get that way. Maybe. Give up, but I'm not sure. Okay, I have a very, very thin doorpost. Said, you know what you should do? Straight up. Straight up, like Rashi sheet. And the Rambam says in the compromise, don't do it on the side of the post. Why? The higher the Akori Adelas, Roba Poskin Post also. Post the shop. Wait a minute. Which side? The two sides. The door, aside from having the proper place, which is facing the door, the airspace of the doorway, but you don't have enough room because it's too thin. You have two sides. You have the inside and the outside. So very nice, the inside of the Akori Adelas. What about the outside? We just said the outside is better than the inside. Apparently, he doesn't hold this. So apparently, he holds that the outside is just as bad as the inside. That's the impression we made with the upper line. In Pis Techuva, Simi Reish, Pei Tes, Sid Kodon Tes. Others disagree. Not only that, it's an amazing tour. The tour is a liberal. Whoa, comes to these things, he has phrases which are quite astounding. It's in Reish Pei Tes, it gives you a whole list of conditions here in Siv Beis. Where do you put the Pesach? That's me on the right side. And everyone agrees. How do you define the right side? That's the most important sugi of all. But not today. Has to be the right side. And then he says, Tefach Achitza. Okay? And Chalal HaPesach. So he says, you got the right side, Chalal HaPesach, Tefach Achitza. Then he has the top third. We'll get to that later, not today, but then tomorrow, in terms of how high it has to be. And he says as follows. Hinicha achori adeles, ein ze mitzvosu. Ein ze mitzvosu. That's a pretty powerful lotion. V'nireh shimshina ve'elu ha'makomos ein ha'ma'akeh. Rakshatiyah v'tzadeh yamin. So the Torah gives an impression. Nothing is mi'akeh. Nothing is mi'akeh. Zero. Zero. Why? So the Beis Yosef explained using mitzvah. This is a mitzvah, 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 mitzvah. Mitzvah mitzvah lo posel. Ah, hinicha achori adeles. What's the Lashon explained on the rock? Ein bo mitzvah. That's not the same as mitzvah. Our boy said. When you use it, you give the positive expression mitzvah, it conveys much more of an impression that if you didn't do it, it's still yotz. He wants to go as far as Beis Yosef. I'm going to say, "Ein bar mitzvah, mizlokiye mitzvah ben amuvchor, avo mikoma kumshera." On the lashon of psula. So I said, "Beis Yosef shot in the tour." All right, this is so on the Marmal comes. The Bechamudas quotes most of this Beis Yosef as well. Oh. So, how does it pass? What a remarkable. Friends, this is the Taz I asked the deceased of Kun Gimel. He says, the Torah says, Achorei HaKadelis, Ein HaKadevin, Lo Ashkechon Man De Polig Al Zeh. No one argues with the Torah. Says that the Kula Sekhensa of the Malach, what? Zeino, Elo Rambam and Muki Yosef Ligi, who can move over the Beis Yosef, and Chayin Daz the Beis Yosef. What are you saying? No one argues with Achorei HaKadelis. Just open up the Beis Yosef. We explain that both the Rambam and the Nebuke Yosef disagree and say, in fact, it's possible, even with the Evid. Here we are, Rambam, Mashmash, and Menichal, the Matta, first of all, the Shlish is Psula, Nilachorei Adeles. Ain Bar Mitzvah means, you know, Kibbutz a Klal. Basically, the round tefillin we saw earlier in Tosis yesterday, Shir. Nilachorei Yosef. Achorei Adeles. Sula. That's all right, it's a Rambam. If they can't understand, how can it be that the Taz claims that nobody argues? I mean, nobody argues. There's so many people arguing. I mean, no one argues. Rambam argues. The Nebuchadnezzar Yosef argues. And we saw the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. He actually uses the word psula, the P word, right? Which means that's absolutely no good. Okay. The same expression is later on. The word psula, although it's in my print, it's in bold. It's in bold. Right? What is bold? Bold is the citations of the riff. Right? The book is writing his perish on the riff. Right? But it's not true. I think we have to call it Ozvahar to tell them that they bolded it mistakenly. I don't know if in your old Gemara, what are the old Gemaras? Is it in a, I don't know, any old over there? You have an old Gemara in office? They have the word psula as a separate idea, or is it just a continuation? I don't see the word psula in the rib itself. It can't be, so it's not. But he added the word psula, means that he assumes that how to work?
They have it as a deeper.
As a deeper, right? So that's so I can't blame old God. They just copied from what came before, but they shouldn't have. Right? That's also not there. Anyway, that's what it says. Now, who was on his side? Taz's side. It depends on Taz against the Kudas, against the always against the Taz. Well, we have the Aruch HaShulchan, who rises to defend the Taz. It's Simon Reish Petes. Ein Achreya Midivri Aramba. How do you know? Shlish Aliyah will get to tomorrow. Doesn't say the word possible. Tol B'Makal possible. That he says. He Nicha Achori Adeles. Now, what did he say? He should have said possible. What did he say? Lo Oso Klum. No, that's not so bad. That's actually right. With a low kosa. Apostle, it's not a psul gomer. Lo osa mitzvah karoi. Oh man, lo osa klub. I mean, you know, Bazir Rav HaShulchan, Siman Reish Pei Tes, Sif Yud Gimel, the tour. Okay, the tour, yes. Then he says, here's with Mordechai's point. Even you'll say it's psul, apostle. That's what the book of Yosef meant. And that's what the Ramon meant also. Not past the doorpost. And at Yudalit, Minik Shalonu, on many doors, you're afraid of the Goyim. What's not going to be clean? So you put it. You put it on the mezuzah, on the pitzim. You go to the chol hadeis. Not only the rosh of the tour, even Rambam and Yosef. That's what he writes. Gam Rashi's alpirish. Alachor adal shakova b'kosel alachor adal. Kosel means the wall. Not the pitzim, not the doorpost. Al mezuzah, evshad the mutter, as you see from the Mugi Yosef and the Rambam, etc. Akan, Aruch HaShulchan, Sif Yudal. Okay, any questions so far? Let's understand by looking further in the Shulchan Aruch and seeing whether this is true or not true, whether everyone agrees, or we'll see soon if those who disagree. This is not unanimously accepted by the Aruch HaShulchan, not at all. Let's take a look at both sides. Shulchan Aruch writes in Sid Base, Reish Pei Tes Sid Base. As we said again, Eizu Mokum Kfiyosam So Chalal Shapesam Gantara Hazal Chutz Rabo. What does the Shach say? But the The Yosef and the Rambam disagree. That's exactly what he said. The Kula says it by the Shach. But he agrees that the Rambam is Mekel and the Torah is Mekel. And as we said before, the Gros seems to be Mekel. Oh, let's take a look at the Divrei Chamulos from both sides. It's Sif Kotten Tezayin, which will let us summarize much of what we've spoken about until now. If you don't mind, open up Divrei Chamulos and Kotten Tezayin. We have to be grateful to the Divrei Chamulos eternally, because he very often quotes things which otherwise would look at all the Torah, but kind of what has in front of it. Divrei Chamulos gives a very often, not just the time, summarizes the Shitas for us very beautifully. Kotel Vator, Shemshina Shemshina Be'elu Einama, Pirsha Be'esfansif, let's look together, Pirsha Be'esfansif, Shemdumash Be'edumash Oma Eimah Mitzvah, Hayolo, Loma Lokim Mitzvah Namukko, Alam Nikoma Kim Sheru, the Logan Avala Mr. Psula, Divi Rabbah, 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 He did not as also tefillah so agula so kana leva mitzv. The high and low and low key and mitzv tefillin klav. So the rebbe also doesn't much mesina. He goes to the Mugay Yosef. Vinicha atore del te psula. Atka. Shukhan aruch. Ache shekotu shekviyusa vokum chalala pesach vtev nasar luchotz. Vigi haravada. Kemshina in a makev. Uvavad shi nechen vimzuz atz. Verami. Who's Rami? Oh, shabot chayav. Rami kosav. Gam ze haloshen v'achakav kosa v'achori adelis psula. Wait a minute, is that a contradiction? Umias ein ze mukron v'divrei rabbos al. It's Rabbo is a rabbi of Lubosh. Shereyem shenu holak l'gam l'das atur shen apozol kim v'kviya v'smol v'mad v'zanir yoser v'lote mochi kei v'achori adelis lo nisku v'shulchan arach behedjo idu ha'yadat l'livsol. Came and she gave a mitzvah at Dvaram Shimshin Loike, Havla the Forest, the Rabbo, the Achori Adelis Mias Psula, Kaboshis, the Gamkain, the Bachin, the Chenem, the Zuza Atzma, Havla Hassan, the Gamkain, the Gamkain, the Chen Nirali, she saw the Kedas Atur, the Adelso, the Achori Adelis, the Koch Nirali, the Hani Batim Apsuch and Rechom, of the Kochon, the Menichim, the Nekain, the Zuza Achori Adelis, Yesh the Mamash, Almishi Yisro. So writes the I want to summarize it beautifully what we said, what we've been speaking about until now. So the critical question becomes, how far does this cooler go? Is it going on the doorpost? Does he mean to extend it even to the wall itself? That's I'd say it's a much bigger stretch than we would imagine. Oh. So the post can do say, and the Chayonim says this as well, you have to be within a tefach. Even if you're going to put it on the back side, it has to be within a tefach. It's no better than the Gemara, which we'll see later, of handing tefach as possible, even in the Chalal HaPesach. That's the Gemara Nachlam and Gimel of the base part of the Siddal. Chayim says, "Venirli, dafkin muzuz atzav v'lo b'kosa." Okay, and here chik tefach in Chalal HaPesach, chulei am apostle. The luya ei shekvo muzuz atzav v'lo b'tefach psula. Kavachomer, it's on the backside. And more than a tefach away from the edge of the doorpost. Everyone with me so far? So the Chayyim is saying, halacha lemaisa. It could be even on the inside as long as it's on the doorpost. The doorpost happens to be extremely wide, and you're more than a tefach away from its edge, near the doorway where you walk through, no good. It's no better than if it's even within, if you will, the frame of the lintel and the two doorposts, but borrowed in a tefach. There's no better than that. So writes the Chayyim here in Klal Tezvah, Sid Chalach. That's what he says. Everyone agree with this? No. The one who disagrees is this beautiful Sefer called Ogur Be'olecha. He doesn't like it. This persona. I thought this one was gevaldik. He doesn't like it. Okay, everyone has his own tastes. I'll give you the page numbers you want to look up later on. Page Tav Resh Nun Gimel. Both Mishmas Adam doesn't like it. Look, the Milim Achori Hadeles Ein Kol Remez the Kostei HaEven The gap, see me on eight, hen beklal atori adelis. Sorry, that's like we said. I can't help it. You can write him a letter. See, there's an address in the back of the phone number. Agassi 34 02652 5653. Okay. Tell me, you know, that must. Okay. Okay, Rosa? That's what he said. He doesn't see any. He sees those distinctions. The wood, if it's made from rocks. What's it there? He doesn't like the whole thing. Knows the thing. He thinks it's of a portion. It's not called mezuzos. And if you follow the language of the Nehuga Yosef, it's a svara, biyoska. This should, by definition, be postless. That you don't see it on the way in. It's not until you're inside the house. He doesn't like any of that. He doesn't like it. Nope. If you don't like it, so what do you, do? Yes?
If you follow Rashi, when Rashi says it's postless, it's worth saying it's kosher together. So
Rashi says postless.
Rashi's a choir delos is the kosher, right?
Hold on. Let's look at the Rashi. Common days. Rashi says, Achori Adelis, Shekva, because Achori Adelis Akona. Yes, Rashi happens to hold this puzzle because there's no Shmira. That's, you're right, Rashi does hold the puzzle. So, therefore,
I don't think so. No, because Rashi holds that Achori Adelis means on the coast.
Right.
So, why is this safer saying that Achori Adelis is not Mashmo Kosel?
No, he says the word Kosel in his language. I'll show you what my finger. Whatever you can see, the door has to be open now. The door is closed. Anything you can see, which is not part of the door, is all called the kosher. I don't care if it would be a door post, it doesn't make a difference. I guess that you can see that over here. Let's say they put it right over here. So what's the door post? I see one, two, three vertical columns of wood. All before you get to the general wood paneling of the entire base hedge. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The first one is very light wood, then a little bit darker, then a little bit darker. Right. So says the, I'm not sure myself, which one of them, one of the Nishma, which one of those three would be kosher? One and two, or one, two, and three? I mean, maybe you have 10 problems, but let's say they're all these small. The Sezor grew up. Okay, you have an architect over here. Whatever is I can see is called the Kosel. That's all. That's what he says. I'm just telling what he says. I'm not saying I agree with it. That's what he says. Look, so how do you understand? He writes as follows. If you look carefully, Hananamiyah. Why is Tani Nami Hafi after the first member of Shmuel, not the second member of Shmuel? The answer is very partial, he says. Because the first member of Shmuel, possible. The Tani Nami Hafi is possible. But the mitzvah of Nicha, the Shoch Halal Shem Pesach, that is only Lechatchila. And if a Rashi was compelled to say, Blomi Bachut, and Bachut is kosher with the Eved, Bifnim, it's Pal Bifnim, Bifnim on the Tim. I like how that sound. In like flip. The bifnim on the ptim is also no good. The bechut on the ptim would be good. But here I want to say something different. That's what I would say. When we said before a distinction the ptim and the wall itself, we thought the ptim is kosher with the eved in or out, the wall is puzzled in or out. He doesn't point this out. The Ogur Balecha has a cooler, it seems to me. He makes no distinction between the ptim and the wall itself. So the same way he passes the ptim on the inside, the chor should follow, should cash at the wall on the outside. Whoa. Not too many coolers. But this seems to be a logical extension of what he's saying over here. He doesn't make this distinction. So it would appear. So would appear. Nebuka Yosef. What did he say? Chutz the mezuzah shashar. What did he mean? Not the way we said, the way Mordechai suggested. He means beyond the ptim. He means beyond airspace. Do pshita. Pshita. Obviously, said the airspace is going to be kosher. So he makes an interesting suggestion. La fuke pshita sarampa. Yesterday's Rambam. Someone said pshat Rambam. If it's even within the airspace, but behind the door, it's no good. Yosef says, no dice. Even if it's beyond the doorway, the door actually, the physical door that swings in, it's behind that door, as long as it's within the airspace, it's kosher. And it's the only, the chiddush is, it's a little bit of, that's a little bit of a chiddush pshat from Yosef, but okay, that's what he suggests. Look one more time. Lashna the Nuga Yosef is, Achori Adeles, Chut Zuzas Hashar Sula, the Bina Derev Yosef Alek. So Mordechai understood beyond the post. The post is the post. That's part of the Zuzas Hashar. He says, no, it means beyond the airspace. So what else? I mean, it's supposed to put in the air. No, it means don't think that beyond the door, behind the door, within the airspace, is also possible. It's interesting as far as why he might disagree with that Rambam. So at first glance, you don't have any explanation why he disagrees. That Shabbat said yes in the Rambam is a Chiddush Nifla Menorah Adho. Just because it's behind a door, who cares? Why should that be possible? You say stop gacha. He's telling you that it's not true that it is possible just because it's behind the door. The door is lo malam lo morim. That's what we could say on a very, very simple level. We could extend it a little bit following the kuda of Osan. We mentioned yesterday the possibility that the Rambam is lishitosa. Because the Rambam is a unique shita, which no other Rishon accepts to my knowledge. Namely, that the only time a chayav is put on the mezuzah is if there is an actual door. If there's no door, you don't have to put up a mezuzah. So I saw quoted from the Chiddush of Leib Malin, that he says that these two pshatim are interconnected. The only way we can suggest even that behind the door is ineffective, is no good, is only if the door is an absolute requirement. Why? And b'sharecha could mean before you get to the door. Because the door has to be there, that's an integral part of b'sharecha. If the door doesn't have to be there at all, but the fact that it happens to be behind the door, that's just a happenstance. So it could be that's what he's trying to tell you. Lafuki from the Rambam, either he disagrees with the nuance, or he disagrees with the whole thing, but he doesn't require a door. That's what the Sefer Ogru Be'Olecha suggests. It's a chiddush. That's his chiddush. It's a chiddush. Let's go a little bit further. A little further. This is a difficult expression in the Mugei Yosef. We're going to analyze it one more time. Let's put it together. V'soch ala ha-pesach v'lo mi-bachutz v'vina derech v'yoscha v'uksim v'sharecha sh'umokam v'skiris ha-pesach. What's he saying? What's he talking about? Make up your mind. Is it derech v'yoscha? The Gemara has a lashon derech v'yoscha. Or is it Bisharecha? Which one? What do you want? Two psukim? What does it mean? This is like this. And here's the biggest cash. His Sulman is Koham Bechutz. We just got to saying that is Derech B'Yoscha. That's his whole board. The whole board of this beautiful Mechaber of Argo Malach is that on the inside it's called Derech B'Yoscha as you see it. And on the outside, when you come in, you see it. On the inside, you don't see it. Now he says, "Belomi b'chut, debina derech b'yoscha." Rebbeinu Shlomo, it is derech b'yoscha. That's a great cash. So he recovers very quickly. On page tough, Reish Nun Dalit, has got a very remarkable shot. And the lashon is very complex. It means like this. Enachinam. That's exactly why it's kosher with the evid on the outside, as opposed to on the inside, according to the opinion even on the two. Okay. Komash malon rabosai. What's he saying over here? That the bisharecha is not miyakev. Derech b'yoscha is miyakev. He holds bisharecha is not miyakev. That's within the aspect of the door. No, you put it on the outside, so even though it's not b'sherecha, you still could be the eved, because it is derech b'yoscha. That's what he suggests. Because the Rambam sounds that within the halal is comparable to the tefach hachitzah. We assume tefach hachitzah is not miyak, that's the assumption we all made. You look at the way the Rambam quotes this in the Perek Vav, Hilchos Mezuzah. Halacha is the base. Rambam says, when you put the mezuzah, you put it betoch halal ha-pesach, betefach ha-samach l'chutz. So, the track puts them together, back to back, indicates that the same way as the second phrase is not miyakim, so to the first phrase, he says it's not miyakim. Okay, yes, what's the question?
How exactly is he reading the verse? What does it mean to be in there with yourself? That's why it's okay.
How should I say it? The be in there with v'ika. That's why it's only. That's why the evidence kosher. That's how he parses the words. Okay, understand. I will accept alternative readings from anybody either now or anytime till tomorrow. I'll quote you. It's a hard phrase. I agree. Now, let us discuss a few moments the nature of this interesting din of Tefach HaSamach Lubachos. It is an interesting din. We've already read the Gemara and I've given on the base. Okay. The Rashi explains that we have Shmira. So Shmira, what's this Shmira business here? You know, are we rationalists? Are we super rationalists? What is Shmira? What's all about the Shmira? So Rashi tells us, the Tinshuva, the top Rashi on Gilad Beis, L'chol Abayis, Min HaMazikin. Mazikin. I don't think he means the armed robbers. I'm not sure if they're going to take too much mind to the mezuzah. Maybe they will. Maybe that Kodesh Baruch will protect us from robbers because of the mezuzah of the mezuzah. Maybe. The Pashup Shah, Rav Osai, I'm asking you a question. If you have a Shmira, you have a mezuzah and you have a Shmira. Where does the Shmira begin? Where's the Gvul? Where do I feel protected from these mazikin, whoever they may be? Where can I feel relaxed? Where do I start to feel tension? So I'm beyond the mezuzah, I'm tense. So within the mezuzah, I'm very relaxed. What about if I'm directly underneath the mezuzah? Does the mezuzah provide shmira from its outer boundary or from its inner boundary? What would you say logically? What would you say on your own? No one wants to pick a guess? Huh? Outer. What do you say?
Inner.
The inner, what do you say?
Outer.
Outer. Oh, I feel like it's tough time. Right. Is it inner or outer? The cap, but the counselor wins. The counselor says inner, and then the quote camera says outer. So what kind of sush? What kind of chloek is this? Tanoim and Amoroim. But seriously, I must just say, I always thought it was from the inside. Well, I don't know about Shmir, sort of, but not from Ezekiel. You know, you have the mezuzah and it protects. It was inside of the mezuzah. That's what I thought. And that's why I understood the Hava Meter on both sides. But we had, what's the Hava Meter? To put the mezuzah on the outside, Mamish. Kama the Mali. Because this way, there's on the outside every last millimeter of the house, including the area within the room, protected. Could it go? It seals it with that electric eye. On the outside, so the Ganav can't get past the front. Can't get past the front door. Can't get into the front door. Because that's the Hava Meter, put it there. It's giving even greater protection. That's what I thought. Now, it's interesting. You look at Rashi in the top of that Lamed Gimel. Rashi in that Lamed Gimel. Where's
the Rashi?
Lamed Gimel of an Aleph. The Tevah Masana Lashis Rabbi. So Rashi says in Pritik Yisos, Im hoya obi achalal dal atvachim ohei, ul chomos avonim, big wide, yad ichene bechalal tevach asamach lishu tzirav, kidi yama lakamon, which of the two did he quote? to Kodim Paga Ben Mitzvah, Ki Asi Lebeisa. Whoa! Had I been Rashi, I would have quoted the Shmira. I'm not going to be nervous. Rashi doesn't quote the Shmira. Rashi quotes the other interpretation. Paga Ben Miyad. Again, it's more of a Miyad than it's on the outside. So it's true. It's more Miyad. It's more Miyad. It's interesting. How do you define this Pagia? How do you define it? I'd like you to see the Mordechai, if you don't mind. The Mordechai, or both sides, the very end of, we'll call it our language, Rabbi Gimel of Adal. We have, thankfully, a few little indications in Mordechai, where our hands and the base begins. Take a look at both sides. Mordechai is in the context, which we'll discuss tomorrow, how high the mezuzah may be. Then in that context, you shouldn't open it too high. Why? Seem clear from the Mordechai, Yivka made you see it. See it has to be visible to you. Okay, very nice. Beautiful, beautiful girsa. Yivka b'mitzvah. Turn to the Rosh of Osai. It's Simon Yud. It's his girsa. It takes some time to the real. Take a look. The Rosh Simon Yud. It's right after the Chavav. Not that you should bump into the mezuzah should bump into you. I don't think this is as an adamant object to bump into you, but somehow it should. I use the expression see you. You know, this is not on the eyes, but not that you should see it. It should quote unquote see you. I mean, I don't have to see it at all. Guess the Mordechai, perhaps. It's interesting. We look in the book of Yosef, where he discusses this. He talks about this Gemara. Take a look. It's page Tes Zion in our print, the new Gemaras. Should be that. Let's see. Maybe the base, I guess. In the old Gemaras. He says, in the book of Yosef, says the Tefer Asama, Kloma, Shiyesh Lachalala Pesach Shisha Tefer, Flesh, 5-6. Korem Shegi Aladelis, Mitzvah Lahanicha B'Tefer Hasama of the Shisrach, Uber first timer, Kihechi the Yivka B'Mitzvah, Kodem Shikones Raglo Lachalala Pesach. Whoa. Apparently, Rabosai, you are, how should I say it, bumping, right? That's what it means literally. Yivka, tivka be. Bumping into the mitzvah before you walk in. That means there's a range, the rays extended tefa. Right? I haven't gotten to it yet. It's within the door, within the doorway. Before I even get to the doorway, I'm under the spell, if you will, of my pegiah with this mezuzah, because its influence casts a shadow, if you will, of a tefa. So it would appear. It's interesting, as I mentioned before, the fact that Rashi, that Kapitlam, the Gimel Baal, used the idea of Pagia, not the idea of Shmira, apparently, and this is where I think the Kemba may beat the counselor, apparently, it's on the Ogre Golem. That's why they quote things not Shmira. He assumes that Shmira works from the very outside of the mezuzah. So therefore, there's no half a minute to put it on the outside just in order to increase the shmir. But if you put it in the doorway, smack up against the end, you're also going to have a shmir. So, counsel, if you have a better way to rebut this Rashi, give you an opportunity. Otherwise, the camp may win, and you and I both together lose. Okay, fine. Camp is right. Yeah.
I think Rashi Demokrat has quoted a sheet that maybe why Tosfos disagrees with Rashi is because in any time you have a case of a puzzle mezuzah, you should say the same thing that's stuck on it.
So right, that's right.
That's another way you could.
Okay, I hear. It's a good hour. Very good. Fine. Now, if Pegima means Re'ir, it's the Mordechai. suggestion is made. This is found in the Sefer Ogav Olech on page 12, Reish Samach Aleph. It's sufficient to have the outside of the mezuzah within the tefach. And when I say outside or inside, he's, on the previous page, Nafkamina Tuva, the Kovim is HaMezuzah Ba'alakso. Most of us, we have a compromise, perhaps, or maybe a safe shita. We'll see that probably tomorrow. To put the mezuzah on an angle. Right? Rabbi said, the front door of your house, is the mezuzah straight, flat, or an angle? Who votes angle? Raise your hand. Who votes straight? Who votes flat? Oh, Baruch Hashem. Unanimity. Everybody, what are the Jews unanimous about? It's unbelievable. Everyone has a mezuzah on an angle. So by definition, an angle, you have to know. But the bottom, which is further out, be within the tefach, that would be enough. Do you see it? Or do you require that the actual top should also be within a tefach? So, Pashup Shach, our Mosai, is that it's enough to have the bottom for the rear perspective. From the shmir perspective, I guess that the camp is right, so that even gets ready from the outs. For the bottom, ready to shmir. Okay, so that should also be enough. It's interesting, according to Rabbi Natan, who says that the mezuzah lies on flat, presumably it has to be that way. We can't argue with the Gemara that says you need tefach asad of l'chutz. How big is the typical mezuzah? Now, the old-fashioned mezuzah was always very small. They were mostly possible. But the big mezuzah, the mezuzah that we have, just take a fist, and the mezuzah. Is it bigger than the tefach or smaller? Is it just, what do you think? What do you say?
Bigger?
Well, take a look at the Mordechai. Take a look at the Mordechai. And the way you can find this, it's right near the Sikot Nun test in the beer of Maharam Banet. The Mordechai says a pair of the Mordechai, which is printed in the bottom over here. And right near that, we'll see as follows. Behold, I'm the Garashi. Boom. That's not our, we do it on that. Okay, Bechani. They call it rice. Other rice. Fine. Behold, in Yitzchak also, in the neck of the mezuzah, the pyramid at the top, Harish is so far mezuzah, Eni al mezuzah sashar, who mitzas a samach, who mitzas a buflo, via nachemke. The interpretation of the Rabbot Kabinet Nun Tes is that the mezuzah will take up more than a tefach, and therefore it's not going to be so perfect, whatever it may be. You get an impression, at least a bit of an impression, that the average mezuzah spans the son of a tefach, perhaps. Rabosai, let's go back to the Rosh and the Divrei Chamudus at the end of Sifkot Chofetz, which is Alach Zom Chofetz. The long post, not going to be the entire Tosis, I think it's too long to read it, but you get an impression of the Tosis, we'll see over here in the Rosh, end of Simites. So the Gemara is Asakim and Nagar is Psul. Okay, that's what it means. Nagar is Psul. Fine. Toyinu Nogal Karash. Okay. Moses Kulam Mezuzas to Beirav Kimin Nagarav. Right? So what does that mean? Shalohoyo lo Meyusho Velo Meumar. Therefore it's not the Lohoyo Psulos. Therefore what does it mean? Kiyas Vira, Haina Ba'alakso, Lo Zoke Velo Shoke. That's what the Rosh says. Inami, Kimin Nun. Maps the Zoke, or Maps the Shoke. For a boy's sake, you put your mezuzahs like this. Like a nun. How does it say that? Behind the Shoke of a Kubo the Regal. Shabbos is Bialma, the Rashi of Uba, the Rabbi Natan Mushko. Okay? can I use this Ram Ram Mudmer? Given Nun Kafufa. Do you believe this? How can that be? It's impossible. So the Madana Yontif says, what are you kidding me? Oskes. Tmiani. Hey, Osen Gaplan Mezuzah. Chodah the Chilo Gnayu there, the Kofa Vehiklum. What are you joking me? You can't do such a thing. That's a deny. That's a deny. It's terrible. Right. You look at the Mordechai. He goes further. He says, Yesha. Impossible. So on both sides of the question becomes someone asking based marriage. What? What's a compromise? It's no good according to anybody. It's no good according to the Rashi, who requires standing up. No good according to the Tam, who requires lying down. Make nobody act. It's a good kasha. So in the Sefer Chomer Sadar, on my desk, he asked this kasha. It comes from an earlier source. He says, no. It never says beferish in the Gemara, it must be standing up, must be lying down. Kibin Nagar is possible. What is Nagar? Nagar, according to Rashi, is flat. Kodavetna is straight. Up. So therefore, you may have an angle. It's not a Nagar. Not according to Menatam, and not according to Rashi. So for Keret, it's kosher l'chol ha'deis. So what are they fighting about? So if you look carefully in the long Tosafos, there's a whole discussion about Kovet. The proper cover to be this way, proper cover to be that way. So, Kvuros Kamorim, I don't go into the details. If you look at the Madana Yontif here, Oz Tov, he says, come on. He says, Ain't Sorab Lashun Tav, Shemavane Ain't Sovik, Shemush Rabbe, the Olav Hashalom Kiva Misinai, Derek Amidon, Shalom Mezuzah, Kechol Chukos HaTorah Mitzvoseo, Kilechulam Chol Pesedim, Heich Beich, Yasedish Kometz of Mitzah, who was sorely Oshua of Hule. Give honor, ain't on the time, a little Pirish, and the Kaklu. And the Kakim Lishni Pirish, I'd be Moshe Benim. The Kak Sheb Kak Psulim. And he goes to Mordechai, etc. We saw. The Kitz of Nimritz, he says, that's such a matter of Kovit. That's a matter of more than Kovit. This Kovit may be an indication of what the Gemara means. But the nature of the psul is much more than covered. It's Allah, it's Allah, Allah Moshe Misina. That's what he says. It's quite a remarkable line over here in the Madani Yad Ostah. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, the Rambam, when he phrases it, Perek Hey, Halacha, yes. Chobah with Mezuzah Zarpezah, the Hittus with Mezuzah Kamon Nagar. What does that mean? Not straight. Not lying down in towards the house. What does it mean? Into the wall. That's Pashup Shabriya. Into the wall. That's no good. That's no good. So the case of the Mishnah is about this Rambam. This Rambam says, Umafarash Rabbeinu Kirashi. Who says? Some claim according to the Rambam makes no difference. It can be straight up, it can be lying down, as long as it's not going into the wall. Some suggest for the Chikas Haramba, he never said anything more than that. So the, again, page Tom, page Ayin Hay in the Sefer, you will see it. The Levush sounds that way, Sivo. Who says that even according to Shultus holds that way, the Karen Ora suggests that way. Yeah. So this is very, very important. Very, very important. Now, this being the case, at an angle is kosher, l'chol ha'deis. Rashi said over here, take a look, on Lamed Gimel, Rashi Dibur Maskel, Sula. Lamed Gimel of an Al. Sula. The mitzvah so the sita ba'orah v'sav v'zeh. Straight up. Banger. Yes, that's true. That's the chatchila. But better to do it on an angle to be yotzo l'chol ha'deis rather than to do it straight up. According to Rashi, mitzvah so the chatchila, where the according to Shidas ha or made a time be possible. I'll end with a little paragoda. All the here is the Shemar Brahma's Torah. That Jewish home. based on compromise. What you all get is a compromise. What's that? Rashi said this way, Rabbi Natan said this way, we compromise and do it this way. Very beautiful Shem of Rabbi's Torah. As we said before, it's more than a compromise. This way is fakir the Yoshi the Shem al Chol HaDeis, because no one did the pass this way. You know, some of the pass this way, or this way, but not this way. We'll finish this up in the letter tomorrow, and we'll start with the next inyan.